I see you flirting with other girls, and I feel my heart sink every time you smile, every time you're sweet, every time you laugh. But I stay silent, and I keep my jealousy to myself. But my eyes are betraying me. They are windows to the soul, after all. No. How did those fancy ladies say it? The soul's mirrors, reflecting our feelings again and again. Do you know the map of tenderness? Well, I feel like I've been strung along from new friendship to pampering to great wits, and suddenly I've arrived at lukewarm feeling, and now I've taken a room at the uncertain inn. A few little words from you could help me find the way again. 3 would do. So much hope. Why do I think you could confess your feelings right from the start when I don't even have the guts to make the first move? What a preposterous idea. I avoid your eyes every time the conversation ends up being about boyfriends, crushes, and all that jazz. I try desperately to change topics. If I spoke, I would betray my feelings, and we wouldn't want that, would we? And if I didn't manage to make a change, well, I try to keep a low profile, or to make jokes, or to avoid answering. I know I'm not subtle, and that raises more questions than doing nothing. But what would you do in my shoes? Smile and be pretty? Thanks, but no thanks. After a while, you must wonder what you did to me that I avoid you so. Have you offended me with one of your jokes? Have I heard rumors about you? Or even worse, stories you might have told about me? No, I didn't. The answer is simple. You have cast a spell on me that I cannot break. I need to break that spell, though. I can't spend the rest of my life loving you without anything in return. I need to get used to the idea of you not loving me, not how I would like you to love me. I can't force your feelings, and frankly, who would want a rubbish love ripped from their lover's lips without actually being believed? Some doubt would always remain, and I want to get rid of that doubt. That's why I need to tell you goodbye for a while, to grieve a relationship that never was and never will be. And I want you to go your way. You to find somebody worthy of you that makes you happy. But to do so, I need to say those 5 words. Go. I don't hate you.